The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
And again, it's going to rain again tomorrow. I don't know what's going on, but it's good. Nothing wrong with that. Going up to Vegas and looking out that window and seeing the snow-capped mountains off in the distance, and they are covered. That's all good. It's been a good winter for people who like being out in this stuff. I also have to say thanks to our Christmas presents arrived. I got you guys Christmas presents back in December 6th was the order date.
Right on time.
Right on time. They showed up last week. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't remember, but they're here. And our friends at Noggin Boss. Those gargantuan hats. Toledo's taking pictures of it.
High quality.
They're very nice.
They are.
They're really well made. Unfortunately, it took 4 months to get this thing. And they ran out of red ones. So they're like, you want a purple one? You want yellow? And I'm like, nope. Red or black? Oh, we don't have black either. I'm like, well, then what are we doing here? And I thought I'd kind of told them, never mind. And then the hats showed up again. I'm like, oh, yeah, the hats. They look great. So if you've got like a birthday in August and you want to get somebody something nice, start getting your Noggin Boss hat. Those gigantic, super big baseball hats. They're huge.
And they're very comfortable.
Very funny looking. Toledo's looks normal on his head. I think he should just wear those for every day. And plus, it's got padding inside for when you want to go Andretti on the roads with everybody. But it's, it's fun. Also got an email about the Michael Irvin thing from a girl that says, dude, as a woman, trust me, when a guy's got a big one, he'll always bring it up somehow or some way. One bizarre time, I was on a meet and greet with someone. I was single a few years ago. I didn't really like him, not as he was pictured when he sent me his pics. So I let him know, I'm not really going to be part of this anymore. I should probably go. And he started talking real fast and said, I swear to God, if you just touch it, you're going to want it. That was his move. He said he promises that once I touch it, I'll want to F him, which is not a turn on to any woman ever. That a decent one. That's probably very true. So I don't know that. I have no experience having one, so I've never once used it as a last resort. But evidently that's what Michael Irvin did. Again, though, if we found out, you know, let's say Toledo's a single fella, he's wandering around and he says to a lady, you know, the reason they call me Big Dick Toledo is because they got a big one. Want to see it? And I'm like, you're not fired for that. You're an idiot. And if it works, well, what happens if it works? Is it still sexual assault if the girl's like, yeah, cool. And then she goes up and goes, boy, that's bigger than I thought. Kind of the Kobe Bryant thing, which was him splitting a 17-year-old girl in half or however old she was with that giant. They did, again, Brady's dad's nickname is Torp, not because he played cards.
Oh, yeah.
Kobe Bryant's nickname was the Black Mamba, not because he was so good at striking late. Nicknames are almost always based on when they see your schlong.
Was it the comedian Steve Trevino?
Mm-hmm.
His buddy, the Knot?
Yeah, the dude
can just tie it in a knot. On request.
He can tie his penis in a knot. And when you hear that, you want to see it.
And he'll do it.
It's not even sexual at that point. You're kind of like, well, yeah, I need to see that. That's not human. So, look, Torp's got his nickname for a reason. Black Mamba has his nickname for a reason. And Michael Irvin had to concern himself about that. I always used to laugh at that. Be like, Black Mamba, he strikes. Okay, let's talk about what this really is here. So you're telling me other guys in the locker room nicknamed Kobe Bryant Black Mamba? And that's because he strikes late?
He strikes and tears.
Yeah, I mean, he shreds. Why don't we just nickname him Anal Fissure? Because that's really what's happening here.
responsible for many tears.
Brady's tried that with his dad for years, thinking that he and his friends nicknamed his father, which doesn't ever occur. And I understand why you want to fight that. Because it didn't evidently get passed on to you. Otherwise, you'd be like, of course that's his nickname. But you fight it because you're like, well, evidently my brother got it and I didn't.
But, Torp Jr.?
Yeah. Nobody gets nicknamed by a group of seventh graders and then tells all of his friends from college, you know, my new nickname is Torp. You should all call me that. And everyone in the city does. Not a thing. That dude's Torp thing was. And again, Bunny, another nickname. We know what happened there. Because she wrinkles her nose. My ass. Those people had some fun, and that should be celebrated. Bunny and the Torpedo? That sounds like a porno.
It's a party.
Black Mamba and the Muskrat? I mean, come on. That's, you know exactly what's going on there. Anyway, if you've got a big one, stop talking about it. Develop a personality beyond your big one. That's what you need. It's 7:51. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters, and it's just all March Madness, I'm sure. Take a break today, but it's been pretty remarkable considering there's a 16 seed still hanging around, which is amazing. And, you know, but the seeding has gotten to the point now where you're just guessing which team of freshmen and sophomores is better than the other because there aren't any seniors anymore. If there are, they're not very good at basketball.
I mean, Princeton's at 15.
Oh, right, 15. Yeah, isn't it?
But Purdue lost to a 16.
But didn't the other one move on last night to 16? Aren't they in?
They lost.
They did lose? Yep. Oh, okay. Well, there's a 15 there. But it's kind of even hard to determine between 5 and 16 anymore because everybody's a bunch of sophomores. At best, you got a team of sophomores. If you got a team of sophomores, you're in good shape because they're still almost good enough to go. For the second they're good enough to leave, they're out of there. And should be. But you can watch all this stuff all week. Take a break today and head over to Hooters for lunch and just watch some replays and maybe some World Baseball stuff. That's been fun,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it has.
Every Monday through Friday over at Hooters, you got all the stuff on their TVs. Plus, from 11 to 2 o'clock, you get $3 off sandwiches, tacos, specialty burgers. It's a great deal. It's at every Phoenix area Hooters location. Thank you, Hooters. Brady reported.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy first day of spring.
That's it. Winter
also,
is over.
Happy birthday, Jerry Reed, the late Jerry
Reed.
Oh, man.
Eastbound and down, Jerry Reed. I got your ears on, Banner. Come on back now. Fred and I are going to take a little break here just for a second.
Great I love song. Him.
Oh, there it is. How old would Jerry have been?
85.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
Best hillbilly song ever.
Yeah, it's one of the finest hillbilly songs. It brings up such good memories of the Bandit. And happy birthday, Jerry.
Being the first day of spring, you know what that means, John. Free ice cream.
Of course I do.
It's free cone day at Dairy Queen. You just walk in, get a small vanilla soft serve today. No purchase necessary.
How many Dairy Queens by you?
There's one.
And it will be.
He's going to be taking the long way
on the way home.
I guarantee you, Brady's got like a little box, like a tackle box in his passenger seat of little mustaches. Those bag nets and new ice cream every.
They're smalls. I can get like 8 of them. Good day, good day. My name is Bartholomew B. Bogan. They're underneath the sauce motos. I flew all the way here from Bradbury upon Thump for my free iced cream. Splendid day.
I know who you are, sir. It's the same car. The mustache is fooling no one.
I'll be back in a second.
It's the voice, isn't it?
Good day, good day. I'm former relief pitcher Rolly Fingers.
No, he does it like he does the Spurs. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, governor.
How you doing, chief? I'm 55 years old today.
What is going on with this guy?
Hey, brother.
You're the secret square.
Yeah, I can see.
I know you.
I can see your tackle box of mustaches.
How you punks
How many do you want? Let's just get this out of the way now.
A baker's dozen will do. Got a couple of baseless fun facts. Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell got his name from a pun.
Okay.
Bell goes ding.
That's right.
A woman named Crystal Jones came up with the idea for the music group TLC, which she pitched as a girl group version of Belle Biv DeVoe. She recruited T-Boz and Left Eye, And when she signed, the record company replaced her with Chili.
Oh, man. She was the original Chili.
It's legal to be buried at sea in the U.S. The body needs to be wrapped in some sheets, weighed down, and thrown off a boat at least 3 miles from shore.
Brett Vesely.
I don't know what you're talking
There's
about.
There's nothing illegal about wrapping a guy in sheets and shoving him in a lake.
3 miles offshore.
You write that statue? Yeah.
3 nautical miles. I don't know the difference.
Me and Sal DiCiccio got this one passed.
Usually it's, this is good.
And it's a lake.
Around 3 miles. Yeah, DiCiccio and I, we go out, we'll wrap you in some sheets. Nothing but the finest. Egyptian cotton, 1,000 thread count. You're going in style.
Women's flatulence generally smells worse than men's because women's bodies have higher concentration of sulfur.
Yeah.
That's why they hold it in.
Got a lot going on in there. They sweat gross, too. They smell like corn nuts and some sort of vinegar.
A new study.
Oddly specific.
Well, when you're in a gym with women's sweat, there's something like gross about it.
A new study says that dad jokes actually have a positive effect on kids' development.
It develops them into idiots.
Researchers say that when fathers embarrass their children with unfunny jokes, it teaches them how to overcome awkwardness.
That's different. Embarrassing them. When your kid likes the dad jokes, you've raised an adult.
They're saying pushing your kids' limits on how much embarrassment they can handle shows them that embarrassment is common and is not a big deal.
Right. Until your kid cries, has an emotion over it, and you pill him up to never feel anything. It used to be that breaking up with somebody in the 7th grade was a rite of passage. And now, God forbid any mother sees their kid crying or sad, they pill them up so they never feel emotions. And then when they're 18 and they actually have a real adverse moment in their life, they shoot up a mall. That's the thing. You have to let kids have sadness, embarrassment,
experience,
misery,
yep,
all that without a pill every time they're sad.
A report analyzed Google searches, including polite terms like please, thanks, excuse me, beg your pardon, cheers, friendly, sir, thoughtful, to find the most polite state. In the end, Montana was named the most polite state.
There you go.
More than 270,000 searches for per 100,000 residents containing polite terms.
Just better not ask a Californians that are moving there.
Who searches thank you? They're idiots. I think Montana might be just full of idiots.
Hey, Vermont Google, was second. Google up thank you for me.
Google thank you. I've been hearing that a lot lately. I'm not sure what it means.
And Toledo, you were into it. Utah was number 8.
Yeah.
On the other side of it,
these are searches that include
the worst.
Please and thank you. And it doesn't make any sense.
Excuse me.
Why would anyone search excuse me?
By the way, F Utah.
Wow. Utah's fault you had a problem.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, F Utah, I'm fine with that, but
it's your fault. If you'd let the kid drive, you'd have been fine. He is an expert.
I'll punch Utah.
That is a good point. You do have 60 days of experience up there in Flagstaff and an 18-year-old. He should have been behind the wheel. You, rogue, has no idea what he's doing.
Almost 2 years after the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan, the jihadists who transitioned from the battlefields to paper-pushing government jobs are doing a little quiet quitting. They're tired of being
They missed their
in
old
the
job.
Office. Yep. They interviewed a sniper that said,
ton less responsibility.
Yep.
Standing out there waiting to shoot at people.
On my own schedule.
Right. You woke up when you wanted. This 9-to-5 stuff doesn't go for most jihadists.
Guy that built bombs, he's like, it's the same thing. Yeah. I just miss the freedom.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can figure out their struggles.
I don't get up in the morning and get balls busted by some Al-Qaeda leader. Yeah, he turned into Americans. It turned into everything
that
they never
we were fighting for.
Yeah, but they weren't fighting for that. They were fighting for, like, just to get us out, to go back to being.
So we can do our own deal.
They don't want, you know, paperwork and lawyers and job security and an HR department. What's the HR department like for the Taliban?
How many complaints?
The women have a nerve. He looked at me. Oh, my God, he saw your eyes. They cut her feet off. I don't even have HR.
To make a complaint.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like the coffee.
He's not praying at 5. He prays at 5:05. He spits when he talks. We all spit when we talk. You're spitting on me again. I have to go to HR.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
And now it's time for a quick Wild America.
All right, go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America. Got a job opportunity in New Mexico. The New Mexico Department of Game and Fish are now hiring professional bear huggers.
Brady. Oh, Brady.
He's already got his application in.
Now, I think Michael, my neighbor, is a professional bear hugger.
You must have the ability to hike in strenuous conditions, have the courage to crawl into a bear den, and have trust in your coworkers to keep you safe during the process.
Yes, this is exactly what Michael and Troy do on Saturdays. There's a bear den. I've seen them go in, and then everyone has a safe word.
Mama bear hibernates, and the cubs are kind of still awake a little bit, and they need some love. And here's a picture of one of the rangers.
Oh, he just hugged the baby.
Crawled in the den, pulled out the baby, and nurtures him a little bit.
You've
got until March 30th to fill out your application.
These people the ones who say don't mess with them? Don't let human interaction be a thing?
Only during hibernation.
Oh, no. Yeah. We're not supposed to do this.
No, Brady, don't say only.
It's the first I've heard of this job opportunity.
First and foremost, the Game and Fish should not be hugging the animals. They should be warning us not to hug the animals.
And they need more bear huggers.
Right. No, they don't. They don't need any bear huggers. You know who's supposed to hug bears? Other bears. Humans aren't supposed to hug the bears.
It's what I thought, but...
No, well, I know you did not think
that. But now there's an opportunity?
No, there's not an opportunity.
I'm going to hug some bears.
No. And you know what that leads to? Giant bears that are like, hey, humans, they're cool. And then they start walking towards us. Jump.
Being the first day of spring, I don't think you want to be hugging bears too much longer.
By the way, last night on ESPN, and I don't watch a lot of SportsCenter, but I wanted to catch up on some scores. I flip over to SportsCenter, and they did a story about a kid from the Congo. And he's a wrestler in high school, and he's done really well. He came in second or third in a state tournament. He won the state championship in eighth grade, and they're like, this kid's really good. Also, was attacked by chimpanzees when he was a kid. And his face is all torn
mangled.
Off. Oh, it's torn off. Complete. They did a whole story on him coming in third place. And I'm like, they didn't do a story about what a good wrestler is. It had a story about him getting attacked by chimpanzees. So, in a real kind of veiled yet ham-handed way, they blamed humans for the chimpanzee attack. These kids in this village in the Congo were hanging around, but because of deforestation, a troop of chimpanzees had moved over, and they were angry.
This is our village now.
And then the kids wandered in, and these were kind of a troop of rogue chimps now running around because their village had been torn down by, you know, because we need Sunday papers, I guess is what they're trying to say. And then they attacked these kids. Well, everybody died except for this one. He had his lips ripped off. His face was hanging by a thread. Both his eyes were there barely. Bit his ear off, bit one of his fingers off.
Jesus.
It just brutalized the kid. And then for some reason, he ends up in New York, and now he's a wrestler. I don't know how it happened. But I'm sitting there
thinking,
like
the second or third one.
How in the world is he ever going to lose a wrestling match? He's the only one who fought off a chimp that had torn his face off. Whatever some white kid from, you know, Rochester's going to do is he's going to win most of them. He ended up losing to a white kid from Rochester. I'm like, that's the second time you've lost a wrestling match. And this one didn't go half as bad as the first, but chimpanzee attack and SportsCenter found out about it. Cause I mean, you can't miss this kid. He's just a massive smile. There's no lips. They're gone. And the reconstructive surgery, if you ask me, was a fail. Like you could have. I've seen what they can do with plastic surgery. Take some corpse lips or something. Cover them up.
Corpse Lips.
Corpse Lips, good band name. So something on his face to close the gob.
Yeah, whoever patched it up, it was pretty rough.
Just,
huh?
They didn't, lips, mips, let's just sew them up. And they didn't give him anything to, he's just teeth coming at you. Seemed like a sweet kid, but I mean, that'll humble you. You're not coming out of that cocky.
That's your wild America.
Sorry. Yeah, you got to try to find that sports center. They try to make it all sad and stuff. I just kept laughing. How did they find this guy in the Congo and then say, you know what he should do? We should put him on the wrestling team. I mean, that is such a... It's what they did to Janney when he moved here after he walked across Africa to get out. Shadow Mountain stuffed him on the track team the first day.
By the way, texters, stop it. Stop trying to placate Brett.
I'm not. Well, I don't. No, I'm not saying a word. I'm just look, Congo, because he can't handle that. I'm just saying when the white wrestling coach finds out, wait, now he's done what now? Oh, he fought off a chimpanzee. What's he weigh? About 140. Oh, my God, he's perfect.
Lewis, you're gaining weight.
Oh, hold on a second. You say this kid wrestled and beat a chimpanzee? I don't know if it wasn't a draw. He's alive. I mean, compared to the other kids, yes, he won. But where do you see him? Oh, I got to get a hold of this one.
I got to wrestle the piranha.
The kids wrestling him are like, man, he did what now? Oh, yeah, he fought off a chimpanzee and won. He's next in your heats.
He lost to a guy like Brett. Don't care. Wow. He's going to meet New York's best.
Yeah. He keeps biting me.
I got no choice. If my face touches you, it's a bite.
And your lips.
I got nothing to stop from biting. Pussy.
What the? Yeah, all these New York kids. I ain't wrestling that guy. He fought off a chimpanzee. Hey, you're racist.
That's a fact. The official in New York, he ain't winning the tournament.
Yeah. 2 points. Takedown. No biting.
I don't bite.
Looks like you bite to me. You got blood all over your teeth. My teeth are chewing all the time.
But yeah, that is the most American white coach thing in the world.
We got to get him on the wrestling team.
What? Right away. Do you wrestle?
No, I don't know.
You do. You don't realize how good you are, actually. You're a natural.
Take a dive in the semis.
No one is going to be tougher than what you've wrestled in the past. I swear to God, there's not an eighth grader on the planet that you should be afraid of.
There is this one wrestler, Ricky Strong.
Yeah, that kid was all teeth, too. But it was, like, I know you're supposed to be all moved, but I just giggled the whole time. Like, it's the coach that I'm laughing at. Because I think of poor Janney. Didn't speak a word of English. Some Christian family takes him in, shoves him in a house. You're going to Shadow Mountain High tomorrow. And he's like, click, click. He didn't say, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's got a Vietnamese roommate. They did the same thing to him. They're just staring at each other all night. The next day, they give him
Your new name is Tad.
They give him a number and a tank top and tell him to run. And that was Janney's first day at school.
You said the one time he just kept running, too.
Didn't understand the writing on those. Like, turn left, turn right meant nothing.
It was evening.
He ran until dark. God knows how they found him.
Still finished third.
Yeah, he made it.
I ran over 57 miles and still come in third place.
And you know what? He was leading, too. And the people behind him were, Jesus, he's like lightning. Where the f*** is he going? Do we follow him, or does he know something? Is he cheating, or?
We are in Chandler now. I ran from Shadow Mountain to Chandler.
Beautiful town.
Tom. I see. This mother just led us the wrong way on purpose. We'll never make it back.
Tom, he's heading to our neighborhood.
Lock the doors.
That's Brett's neighborhood.
I understand he fights chimpanzees. We don't stand a chance.
He'll bite you, I swear to God, as soon as look at you.
He lost in the semis because his opponent was wearing a Curious George singlet. Yeah.
That's how you have to do it. You dress up like a chimpanzee. Yeah, and the coach is, all right, I got a plan. There's no way we beat the Bitey Kid without these outfits. I'm not dressing up like you have to. Trust me, we've got to have the trigger. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
What are they doing? Why are they all dressed like that? Should they bite back?
His face got ripped off. That's a chimpanzee's move. Remember the one that had the birthday cake, and they reach and they pull your face.
The couple,
off. Yeah,
serving him is.
Like he got mean at home, so we put him in a facility,
and then they went to give him a birthday cake, and he ripped their faces off in seconds.
They got one hug, and then it was over.
Well, didn't the wife go in and get the hug, and then the guy's like, "Hey, remember me? I'm Bruce." Oh my God, my eyes! Chimpanzee's first move is to pull your face off, and they're good at it.
There's a handful of 90s kids that are super excited right now because you can buy a pair of designer Teletubby boots. They're not cheap either. $2,500.
Are they made of real Teletubbies?
This designer named Christian Cowan. He's taking pre-orders right now.
So they've skinned some Teletubbies and made boots out of them?
Wow.
That's a little heavy. I wouldn't spend $2,500 on the actual costume of a Teletubby.
So they're
what
using
in the world are we looking at here?
Those are the boots. So it's the Teletubby it's part. It's Pipsy, head. I think, or Dipsy.
The one with the dildo on its head.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's kind of what it is. Yeah.
What it is. Thank you. Never understood the Teletubbies. It all looked like sex toys. Then Yo Gabba Gabba is sex toys.
Yes. The other three Teletubbies, Tinky Winky and Lala and Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
Those are real names?
Oh, yeah. You don't know the Teletubbies?
No, I never paid attention.
They were interesting.
They haven't been left out. They're selling T-shirts, hoodies, and jean jackets. Those are going for $595.
Yeah, they're not getting the biggest $350 cut of the commission.
It looks like something out of Total Recall. Like there's a baby growing out of your boot. All right.
Let's get to some radio videos. The first one is a little father trying to rescue his toddler son who fell down on the floor.
It's a little father?
You're presenting this to these two. Okay.
Huh?
Kid videos for you guys.
Oh, come on, man.
Boots him off the screen.
Yeah, we see it.
So we go back on vacation.
You know what? This is again, and he hung out with Kirby for 7 days.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Things are about ready to take a change.
We're building. Right, we're good, building. Right.
No, that's not building.
Next
that's
one's March Madness.
Starting backwards.
In Taiwan.
Oh, we've got that?
To distract them during the free throw shots.
Taiwanese basketball, yeah, the cheerleaders.
They're the cheerleaders came after it.
Jeez, there's a couple of them.
Doesn't even come close to that shot.
Flashing their beeves. What's going on there? They're doing a... Wow. That's pretty impressive. Cheerleader move there.
They have more people in attendance than the WNBA.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
That's a, it's close.
Look, the word Taiwanese basketball is a bit of a...
stretch.
Oxymoron. But that I'd go for. The cheerleaders are in thongs and they're twerking kind of in the split position.
Next one's a lady on a roof.
Yep.
Too heavy for it.
He's walking across this tin roof. Oh, she's through.
House well, look at that third world country she's in.
No, I mean, Jesus. Brett's not wrong. That is not up to code, I don't think.
Code?
That house might have been built an hour ago.
There is one.
Yeah. Where there wasn't a house yesterday, there was a house that day. She's still working the roof.
Next is a newscast. The one anchor's throwing it to the weather person.
Okay.
Mild, some sunshine, 60, Thursday partly sunny skies, and 57. And to another woman who likes to be double-fisted in a different way, I think, Jess.
What?
She means beer.
All right.
Sponsored by Dunkin'.
Not today, it's not, I bet. Wow.
This Weather last
girls love
for,
being double-fisted. Everybody.
For Toledo, on how to handle the icy roads.
All right.
Well, this guy's flying in a box truck down an icy road, and he is managing it.
Drifts the corner.
Oh, he's drifting in a box truck. You are an amateur. Yeah, is that
you
Chris?
You better take less.
That's Chris, isn't it? That's your stepson tooling around Flagstaff on Uber Drive.
That spin right there is what we did. We just kept going.
I should have been driving. I should have been behind the wheel. For those of you who didn't hear it, Toledo got into a wreck in the snow, and his smart-ass 18-year-old who's lived in Flagstaff for 38 days. You know, I should have been the one driving. I don't know what we trusted the amateur for.
The kid who hasn't gone out in snow,
yeah,
in his dorms.
You got to go home and just hit him for fun today.
Yeah, I would.
Those are back in Flag.
I'm drive up to Flag.
Well, you're not going to make it. You should have him come down here.
Another car.
He'll be down this Friday.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, hit him when he gets here. Don't you go risk it. It's going to snow. Man. Probably some ice on the roads. Anyway. All right, Brett. It's been a while.
It has been. And you know what? It's been a while for this one, too. We check in with the call map.
Oh, no. Brady did something.
Welcome to a wild America. A rarely seen vulture mating circle. Look at them, swarming around, circling around and round.
I swear to God.
Waiting to just hump each other's brains out.
Hump each other.
Another fascinating, wild.
You didn't think to start over?
Hello, my friends. Yeah.
You didn't think to start over and say it like a human? The kid who got attacked by chimpanzees speaks better English. Hump each other's brains out. God, I want your phone to break. I want you to have one of those lithium battery fires.
Ow!
No, not just burns your whole house down. I don't want anything to do with your phone and your stupid TikToks and your. What were you thinking that day?
Man, you start out mild, Brett.
Rarely.
Did you ever? No,
well,
that's
trying to match up with you.
I'll tell you right now. One. That'll be the most violent and vulgar thing I've watched all day.
Boss King.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah, a grown man dying.
Welcome to the call map.
Ugh.
All right, so here's a video shot on the west side of the bus stop.
Okay. West side bus stop video. Oh, dude's...
What is he just pulled something out of his ass and he's eating it?
Come on!
Come on, man!
Whoa.
He is digging something out of his back door and he is eating it immediately.
Back again.
Sure, you can view that at 51st Avenue and Indian School today.
Come on!
Wow.
That is.
On OP Live Saturday, there was a homeless guy who confessed that only food he's had in the last 24 hours was his own feces.
Oh.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, that's the dude.
And here's some more driving.
All right.
Just got to watch out for the busy intersections.
People standing on the side of the road. Four-way stop. Oh, God. Oh! Oh, my God. Him and his buddy. Two motorcycles just ran a red light. And then one just became a throwing star.
Dash cam owners, Australia?
Whoa. Nice. One goes by safely. The next one.
Cracking!
And then, yeah.
Oh,
and then,
man.
Wow. Oh, boy.
And then we'll finish off with a nice little street fight here.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Where are we?
Some third world country.
I'm not so sure that it is.
West side.
Yeah, that too.
This kind of... Oh, geez, they're just kicking a guy in the head on the side of the road for no reason. Yeah, there's too many motorcycles and Asians to be a first world country.
Oh, he's back up. Uh-oh. That woke him up.
Oh. Put him on the
this
wrestling team.
This could be the whole
car. Oh, with a stray toilet seat that was just laying in the road.
Did he get two?
He did.
What did he hit him with?
It was like a brick.
Oh, man. Dude got kicked in the head twice. I thought he was out
that was
cold.
Third world Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
The finger went up.
Came out of nowhere. I mean, he's down on the ground. They're kicking the crap out of his head. There's somebody laying on top of him right there. That guy gets up, kicks him in the head. He's done. He's playing possum is what he's doing. He's taking some boots to the melon. He's barefoot. Another sign you're in a bad nation. He bricks a dude.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Two for one.
Wow.
Who needs a cab? Who needs a cab?
I'll tell you right now, that's the most barefoot people I've seen in a city setting ever.
Why don't they have any shoes?
Well,
I guess.
They're expensive. I know answer.
They're the ones who make them all.
Just selling them.
Go into your go into the store, make,
can't take the
make one extra, stuff them in your pants.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go.
Uh-oh.
All
right. Oh, this is just some
I was
going to
end there,
submission.
But this one just got sent in.
All right.
It kind of goes with our first video, not the Brady one.
Oh.
Okay.
Jeez. Phew.
Oh. There we go. Oh, no. This isn't animals. Is it some?
Oh, lady's eating out of the cat box.
Yeah,
no, she's
eating
litter.
The kitty litter.
Come on. Oh, she's eating the kitty litter.
Well, those aren't baby birds.
She went back for more.
Oh, she's scraping the pretty litter.
That's three.
That's fake.
That's three.
Going for more. You've got to get full eventually. No more. No.
Oh, somebody's a coming.
Oh, covered
she
them.
She takes the biscuit on the road.
Well, in there.
Yeah, she did it to go. Oh,
man.
She did it to go to from the go kitty litter box.
I guess I could post that one because that one's not too brutal.
You can post it. It's a learning lesson.
Is it?
Post both or is it a teaching videos. Lesson? Is it like, no, you
just
can
put
eat
a
it?
Warning on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, put the warning.
There's something in that, though, because my dogs, like, know when the cat poops.
Yeah.
And they, like, are like, oh, there's something good back there. Oh. I don't know what it is. We got to have a gate up. Oh. Oh, that made my stomach turn. It's been a week without Brett. Put Brady's video back on there. I want to put me in a coma real quick.
Hump each other's brains out.
Induce me into a coma.
Hump each other's brains out.
Hump each other brain out. Me be right back on Tonto.com.
Anyway, it's 8:20. Ugh. My stomach is literally spun, and that is hard to do. You got me. Watched a bunch of people die. That's the worst
Welcome
one.
Welcome back.
That was the worst one. There you go. There's your Brady report. I'm going to go puke.
Morning sickness. K-U-P-D.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.